So at the end of November, my producers, Tokiso Lefifi and Cecile Basson, and I decided we need to be a little bit more upbeat and we need to focus on some of the bright sides of what Corporate South Africa does. Make a Difference Mondays was launched, and it was massively successful until this week when the ANC elective conference disrupted everything. So we are spreading Make a Difference Mondays across the week. So it's more Make a Difference Wednesday this evening. Justine Agnew, Sunlight Brand Manager for South Africa, on the line to us from Durban in KZN. We've had so many great stories. Big corporations allowing staff to take time off, small businesses digging really deep and thinking on how to maximize a small budget for having the biggest possible impact. What are you at Sunlight doing, Justine?
So Sunlight has always been about fragrance, and it's always been, you know, the number one laundry brand in South Africa and been loved by many. And as that position, when the drought hit South Africa, we said, well, what should we be doing about this? So in September 2016, we launched a new product formulation that allows consumers to save half the rinsing water in every wash. And along with that, we've been doing a lot of water initiatives in South Africa. So we've installed over 80 JoJo tanks. We've installed 300 push taps in communities to help them save water. And more recently, we've given away 200,000 litres of water to the needy people in the Western Cape.
Now, tell me how that water distribution works, because you go into areas where dams have dried up, where there is no potable water left, and so you've gone in with tankers, or how has it worked?
Yeah, so we've chosen the communities quite selectively, working with the City of Cape Town, and they've given us a good steer on the communities that need the water the most. And then we've gone into 8 communities so far and given away between 16,000 and 20,000 litres of water at a time. And what we do is we kind of set up for the day and we give out 5-litre waters at a time to consumers who really, really need the water for their daily task.
I mean, considering Day Zero is looming in Cape Town and is being brought forward, which is terrifying for anybody who is in Cape Town, of course. I mean, do you see an opportunity to extend this in any sort of way? Have you created a model that could be utilised in a time of even greater crisis?
Certainly, certainly. So in the first part of next year, of course, leading up to World Water Day, which is on the 22nd of March, we will just be doing more and more of this type of thing and identifying communities that really need the water. And then, of course, people can use Sunlight laundry powder, which allows them to save half the rinsing water, which that in itself makes their water go further.
I mean, in a globe that is water scarce, this is a South African innovation in terms of detergents?
Yes, it's a world first in terms of laundry powders and in terms of Unilever. So it's something we're very proud of, and it's really, really needed here at the moment.
Justine Agnew, Sunlight Brand Manager for South Africa. Necessity is the mother of invention, they say.